Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 11th, 2021, and this is episode 9 of the Context and Clarity podcast. And I want you to know up front that the reason that I record these podcasts is to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I want to challenge you to think and explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. The context and clarity theme for this week seems to have shaped up to be something like early practice. And in yesterday's episode, I talked about tips for passing the architect's registration exam. Have you taken the ARE? Did you pass? Which was the most challenging section for you? As a community, we need to support our emerging professionals. So, of course, the conversation around the ARE, it has to include war stories. It's just got to. But it also needs to include tips for preparing and for taking. Now, there are a number of study guides and programs out there. Is there one that you've used? Would you recommend it for someone that's getting ready to take the exam? If you want to dig deeper into this topic and you missed yesterday's episode, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 8. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. It's about an hour-long conversation, and there will be over 100 questions and comments, all from the Entree Architect community. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I participate in the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me there so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining the group and becoming a part of that live conversation. And speaking of live conversations, today's Context and Clarity will be live and simulcast, not only to Facebook, but to LinkedIn, to YouTube, and to Twitch. My co-host, Catherine McPhail, will join me as we welcome Ryan Willard, a London-based architect and the host of the Business of Architecture UK podcast. To kick off our conversation with Ryan, we'll start with a question. What do you need to do in your first year of business? I'm looking forward to drawing on Ryan's experience in his own firm, but also on all the lessons he's learned from hosting over 120 guests on his Business of Architecture UK podcast. That's a lot of guests. It's a lot of learning. Having gone through several startup experiences myself, this is a topic that I'm keenly interested in. That first year may determine whether or not you're out looking for a job next year, so you'd better get it right. How do you set yourself and your firm up for success? In my estimation, one of the biggest threats to any business is a lack of repeatable systems and processes. There are an awful lot of architects out there reinventing the wheel every time they write a proposal or they do their invoicing. That's a recipe for disaster. So what systems and processes do you need to put in place from the outset? These are the kind of things we'll talk about with Ryan. And being immersed in the conversations about the business of architecture on his podcast, he's the perfect guy to ask. Make sure you check out his podcast wherever you consume podcasts. That's the Business of Architecture UK podcast. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.